Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Before we get to the trash of the day and find out what happened to Drew, and maybe people can help Drew out a little bit.
Some people are offering physical violence against the person.
They're backing you up already. They don't even know the story yet. We'll tell them. I'll let you tell them.
Then we'll see if they still want to back you.
Yeah. But I did want to talk about the draft just briefly because it's interesting. This happens every year. There's always one quarterback, and we kind of already known who that quarterback was, but one quarterback that's going to go up the charts, if you will, and get a ton of noise. And it's clearly J.J. McCarthy of Michigan.
I thought it was going to be Jaden Daniels at first.
Yeah, and it's J.J. McCarthy. That's because yesterday there was a report on NFL Network that said other GMs in the league believe Adam Peters, who is the GM of the Commanders, will take J.J. McCarthy at 2. And the assumption prior had been that, it's either Jaden Daniels or Drake May at 2. Caleb Williams goes 1. J.J. McCarthy maybe goes to Denver or whatever. And Sean Payton says they could trade up in the draft. And so you're trying to figure out who's going where. We know Caleb Williams is going to go to the Chicago Bears. That seems like a certainty. Then what happens at 2? Are you buying this smoke around J.J. McCarthy? Because I'll say it again. This happens every year with a quarterback right around now that gets a lot of attention, and then it comes to draft night, like, oh, wow, he went where everybody initially thought he was going
to
go.
You know, what's funny is that this entire time we've been trying to connect Denver to J.J. McCarthy. I wonder if it's Peyton who's laying the smoke, trying to get J.J. McCarthy hyped up so he can get him where he wants him or anything in between, because, look, someone's still going to get left out. The J.J. McCarthy hype makes no sense. You know, if Harbaugh, if you love him so much, if he's the greatest quarterback you've ever seen, just trade him for him, Herbert, straight up. Fine with me. Go nuts. He's all yours. Commanders can have Justin Herbert, a trade in which I assume they would make in a millisecond, and you can have your guy, J.J. McCarthy, and start things fresh over there in L.A. I know that they're never going to do that. I'm just throwing that around because he was talking about him being the best quarterback ever. But look at the math on this. So we know number one is Caleb Williams. Number two, I just assumed, was Jaden Daniels. I assumed 3 was Drake May, and 4 was going to be McCarthy. The problem is Arizona, like, they could trade, but that means Denver or Minnesota trades up. Someone who's left out? Out of the carousel, New England has to take a quarterback. Washington has to take a quarterback. And I don't care what Mayo says. Here's more of the lies. Mayo at the coaches' meeting said, oh, we're not. We don't have to take a pick at 3 at all. Sure, man. Fine. If some team offers you the absolute goods, be an idiot and take the wrong team unless you hate every quarterback who's after Caleb Williams. Because I'll tell you right now, starting... Man, I don't even know who's starting there.
Who? For where? Sorry, New England?
New England?
Brissett.
Oh, okay. Starting Jacoby Brissett is going to get your ass out of town real quick. And so unless you want that, someone's getting left out of this. I think it's all a lie. I don't think J.J. McCarthy. I think J.J. McCarthy is this year's Will Levis.
Well, it's weird, too, because it does happen every year, but also we established this. I think we prior to free agency said, hey, what's the quarterback that you kind of really like out of the class other than the obvious Caleb Williams? And I told you the one that I'm like most skeptical about, I'm like, I don't think he's gonna be very good, is J.J. McCarthy. So I'm naturally already like, okay,
I hope he goes to the Broncos. But
what's weird,
we could be wrong though. Quarterback evaluation's hard.
What the comments yesterday did, though, is it completely swung the betting markets, though. I was keeping an eye on this. This is actually betting draft where someone's going to go is actually kind of fun. You want to talk about big swings and, like, fade the noise, fade the, you know.
Will Levis was minus 1,000. Yeah. At the time, they were picking number four to go number four at one time.
And so Jaden Daniels is the favorite to go number two overall, minus 125. Drake Mays, 2-1. J.J. McCarthy's now plus 350. Guys, he was 25-1 before the comments yesterday. So Think about that. So somebody had a 25-1 ticket. It's like, well, I got nothing to lose now. But that's what's crazy, how quickly it shifts. A lot of times, whoever is plus money this far out of the draft for one of the top spots almost put a bet. Like, I would, even though Jaden Daniels, it's trending that direction, actually, Drake May at 2-1 is not a terrible bet at all. Because take the guy a month out of the draft that is plus money. I'm not saying to take Marvin Harrison Jr. at 2 overall at 40-1. No, but I'm talking about of the three quarterbacks, take the guys that are plus money and put a few bucks there, because the noise swings. I can promise you, Jaden Daniels minus 125. If we check back in 2 weeks, he will not be minus 125 in 2 weeks.
I do think that there's a pretty good chance. The one thing I'll say about the Chargers' future is, the one thing that was told the truth yesterday amongst all those meetings is that he said they pretty much might have their entire pick of anybody in the draft at pick four. At pick five. I think it's 100% true. I think it goes quarterback 1, 2, 3, 4. And then at pick five, you have your, because you weren't taking a quarterback, you have your pick of any player in the entire draft you love. Doesn't matter if it's a tackle, doesn't matter if it's a lineman, doesn't matter if it's a wide receiver or if it's a tight end. If it's the guy you love, you should at five have your absolute pick of the litter. Because the Cardinals, if you're sticking with Kyler, staying at the position you're staying in doesn't really make sense. You should look for the team, especially because there's more than one team, as I had previously mentioned. Because Denver and Minnesota, I think, have already been mentioned and actively looking to move up. And I honestly think Tennessee and the Giants should be in the mix based on where they're picking. I don't know if they will, but they should at least be entertaining it if it's a quarterback they love. The thing I love about, and the reason why I want Denver to trade up, is the idea of them trading up and giving up the world to get the fourth quarterback on the board, please. Please.
No, let's not be.
Dream scenario. They could still get the pick right, but dream scenario.
So typically no, but as we know, there's plenty of years where the guy that went third is actually the better of the three.
CJ second last year. So
it happens. I mean, let's not act like it never does, but yes.
Went second, and he was the better one.
So it's not an automatic that just because you were picked higher, you're better. As if it was that easy, then.
No, but the odds of you getting quarterback right in general stink.
Yeah.
And then in addition to it, you're giving up a ton of assets to do it. Great. I'll just play those odds. I don't even care which one they trade up for. I just like the odds of you getting it wrong are always strong in the NFL at quarterback, and the odds and knowing what you'd have to trade up to get it are good. And again, I've already told you, Denver doesn't get the rookie quarterback benefit because they got to pay Russ for 2 more years. No cheap quarterback for 2 seasons, or no cheap overall expenditure for at least 2 seasons in that, which means you might get 1 or 2 years at cheap quarterback.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.